Even though there's been a fair amount of rain during the course of the past couple of days, last night it was bright and clear, and after Havdalah I saw there was a good moon visible, and I was able to say Kiddush Levana. So I want to today just review some of the halachot relating to Kiddush Levana. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin stresses the importance of Kiddush Levana and suggests that it's comparable to Kabbalat Pnei Hashchina, to encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and indeed many of the Sfarim speak about the significance of the moon and the apparent renewal or regeneration of the moon and how it parallels the experience of Am Yisrael. So there are a number of halachot. One is that you can't say Kiddush Levana until it's definitely night time. That's even though you might be able to see the moon before it's actually night time. Nevertheless, Kiddush Levana itself can't be said until it's fully dark. So it's not just a matter of seeing the moon, but it's a matter of being able to benefit in some way from the light of the moon. And indeed, the second halakha is that the light of the moon needs to be such that you can benefit in some way. It casts a light on the ground, and therefore the poskim discuss what if it's partially covered by clouds, and they say if the covering is just a very thin cloud, then you can say Kiddush Levana, but if it's a thicker cloud where you can perhaps discern the light and the shape of the moon, but you can't actually see its light, so then you wouldn't be able to say Kiddush Levana. That's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham say that if you've started the bracha and then the moon gets covered by the clouds, you can't. You should carry on and finish the bracha. But if you realise before you start the bracha that it's going to get covered during the course of the bracha, you shouldn't start the bracha. I don't actually understand why that should be the case in terms of the bracha is on having seen the moon at the towards the beginning of the month. You've seen it now. You're standing in front of it. That's I'm not entirely certain why one wouldn't be able to say the bracha. The poskim say that Kiddush Levana should be said tachat hashamayim, so not indoors. They all point out that in cases of necessity, then one's allowed to say it indoors. That's ideally the window should be open, but if the window isn't open, then that's also acceptable. Ri'ya derech zechuchit is called ri'ya. When you see something through glass, it's regarded as properly seeing it. That's why if you've got erva, nakedness, in front and on the other side of the window, that's you can't say any brachot or devarim shebikdusha. That's even though it's technically in another rashut. That's the Rama says that ideally Kiddush Levana should be recited on a Motzei Shabbat when one's in a good frame of mind and one is wearing nice clothes, Lichvod Shabbat. So also for encountering the Shechina on Motzei Shabbat or with Kiddush Levana, it's good if one can do it when one's wearing one's nice clothes. But of course this isn't critical. And certainly that's in the winter time when one's concerned that perhaps they might not be able to say Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbat because of bad weather, then one can certainly say it not on Motzei Shabbat. It should be said by Sifat Am with a group of people because of Barov Am Hadrat Melech, that there's more glory to Hashem with more people present. And in actual fact, a point discussed by the Achronim is where you have a tension between on the one hand being able to say Kiddush Levana with a minyan or on the other hand being able to say it on a Motzei Shabbat, which one is going to take precedence. There's a machloket in the poskim regarding the earliest time in the month that Kiddush Levana can be recited. According to the Rambam, it can already be recited on the first day of the month. According to Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, it can be recited on the second day of the month. According to the Bach and other Achronim, it can't be recited until the third day when the size of the moon is more significant. And the Shulchan Aruch actually says not to say it until the seventh day of the month. But the primary minhag seems to be not to say it until the third day, but then to say it after that. That's what's the latest time for saying Kiddush Levana. So the poskim will say that's half of a lunar month. That's half of 29 days, 12 hours and 793 out of 1,080 chalakim. That's counting from the time of the Molad. The Poskim say that Kiddush Levana shouldn't be said before Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. Before Tisha B'Av, because one's in a sad mood about the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Before Yom Kippur, because one's in a nervous mood about one's Aveirot. But the Vilna Gaon, certainly with regard to Yom Kippur, says, in actual fact, it's better to say Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur, and then you're accruing more mitzvot. That's the Shulchan Aruch says that one shouldn't say Kiddush Levana on Leil Yom Tov, and the Acharonim say Kal Vachomer, you shouldn't say it on Friday night. It's not entirely clear on halachic grounds what the problem of that would be. But nevertheless, that is the minhag under normative circumstances. Sometimes, however, might be that it's the last night that when one could say Kiddush Levana, and for whatever reason one hasn't said it yet, or even the penultimate night, and one's concerned that there might not be another opportunity, so then you can say it on Friday night. Indeed, a couple of years ago in Shul, we had that case of being cloudy nights the whole way through the month. And Friday night, I think, was the 13th of the month, and it was clear. So I decided we should say Kiddush Levana after davening on Friday night. I said to people, if you get home, you're a bit late, and your family says, you know, why are you late home from shul? You can say, oh, I was late home because there was a Kiddush. It's Kiddush Levana, but that's also good. Finally, there's a discussion in the Poskim about that's saying Kiddush Levana before Maariv. If you're on your way into shul and you notice that, you know, weekday night, if there's bright, clear moon and there hasn't been yet, should you say Kiddush Levana first or daven Maariv first? So the answer is obviously you should daven Maariv first because Tadir Shein or Tadir, and also because Kriyat Shema is Doraita. Unless it's the weather's been very bad and it's suddenly there's a clear patch and you're worried that perhaps after Maariv it won't still be clear, then you should say Kiddush Levana before Maariv. Adkan.